many point to the United States as developing as a global leader, in large part through the genius and hard work of its scientists, engineers, and innovators. In a world that's becoming increasingly complex, it's more important than ever for our youth to be equipped with the knowledge and skills to solve tough problems and make sense of information. Hello, Family Radio friends. I'm Jenny Burkheiser, back with you on For the Record this Saturday, along with our guest, Jasmine Jung, board member of an organization called MAGIC, that stands for More Active Girls in Computing. Jasmine's here to talk with us more about the types of skills that students can learn by studying what's called STEM subjects, as well as how her group is mentoring young girls in particular when it comes to STEM education. Welcome to For the Record, Jasmine. It's great to have you as our guest today.
Thank you, Jenny. Thanks for having me, and thanks for being interested in our MAGIC program.
Well, it's a very important field. There's so many contributions and innovations that have been made as a result of STEM, which we're going to learn more about in just a moment. But before we get into those details, let's dive into your organization, Jasmine. Just what is MAGIC?
Well, MAGIC, as you already said, is More Active Girls in Computing, and we are a nationwide nonprofit organization that was developed to encourage girls and foster their interest in STEM-related fields to hopefully have them ultimately go into a career in STEM.
Okay. Can you tell us about the background of how MAGIC got started? This is quite an endeavor and, you know, focus on girls.
Yeah. And so, you know, our founder, who is a good friend of mine, is an engineer herself. And she recognized when her daughter was going to school, elementary school, that there were biases in education towards girls, where girls weren't necessarily encouraged as much to explore and to pursue STEM subjects. And she, in her own work environment, also recognized that there weren't as many women in tech fields compared to men. So she started MAGIC 2007, 2008 to increase the number of women ultimately who would pursue a STEM-related career. She and the rest of our board members are very passionate about this topic and really want to reach girls and get them excited and interested in STEM and hopefully, you know, pursue a career in STEM.
And Jasmine, fortunately, we hear more about STEM, but we may have some listeners who aren't quite sure, need a reminder, what does STEM stand for?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's science, technology, engineering, and math. And more recently, I know that there are programs that actually use STEAM. So science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. But we are a STEM organization.
So Jasmine, what would be considered as STEM-based careers? Give our listeners just a picture of all the possibilities.
Yeah, and there are lots, you know, engineering, obviously, computer science, computer engineering, pure sciences, you know, biology, chemistry, physics. So there are lots of actually different areas that STEM subjects can lead into.
And in general, Jasmine, what would you say that MAGIC, More Active Girls in Computing, does in practical terms to support girls when it comes to the STEM fields?
Well, we accept girls as young as probably sixth grade, sort of that age, and through high school, and involve them in a one-on-one mentoring program that lasts many months, so, you know, essentially a school year. And during that time, they have regular meetings, quote-unquote, with a mentor who is a woman who is in a STEM field herself. And through weekly or every other week meetings, the mentee and the mentor get to know each other. The mentor teaches the girl in a specific subject area that the mentee herself is interested in. They work towards a final project. So there is a goal. There's a tangible goal at the end of the session. But in the mentoring, there is also the development of soft skills, presentation skills. How do you interact with an adult? Depending on what project is chosen, there may be interactions in different fields, in engineering fields or something like that.
I just love the way that magic works to mentor girls by women who are professionals in these fields. You said earlier, Jasmine, that there's a lot of discouraging factors perhaps that exist, you know, in education or in our society today that might discourage girls from pursuing STEM. Talk a little more about that. What are we seeing out there when it comes to the number of girls or women that are pursuing those sorts of careers or education?
It still tends to be on the lower end compared to men. I think, you know, a recent study looked at numbers and maybe about 30% of the workforce in tech jobs are female. But even in those tech companies, sometimes it's the marketing jobs that are held by women as opposed to the pure tech jobs. So it's certainly something that is still in existence now. There was a movie last year, Hidden Figures, showing sort of some of that background where women just weren't encouraged to go into STEM fields. It wasn't felt that women could be good at math, for instance. And mm-hmm. we know that that's not true. There are brilliant women in tech, but that's not necessarily fostered at young ages.
Now, we would think by 2017 that there would be more acceptance and openness and encouragement of girls entering the STEM fields. But what's happening out there when it comes to colleges and women who are pursuing STEM-related degrees? Are they staying and sticking with the programs, or is that improved at all?
I think that the first, it's getting the women to apply. Once they apply and they've made already the decision to pursue it, there's more of a chance that they're going to stick to it. What we do is to work with girls at younger ages to get them to be interested and to get them to want to apply and to get them to want to have a STEM major. So we're trying to get them when they're younger.
Right, getting them put in the right direction from early on. Now, more men tend to go into these industries than women. Speak to that. Why would that be, and how is that possibly changing, or do you hope it will change?
We certainly do hope that it will change. You know, we've been very pleased with the progress that we've seen in the mentees that we've accepted into the program. You know, we've had girls who came in saying, you know, I'm interested in doing this because what I hear at home is, oh, you know, you don't want to be an engineer. That's not for girls. Why don't you pursue this or why don't you pursue that? And the girls say, you know, I want to be exposed. I want to see if I'm interested in this. And we, sometimes after, you know, we interview girls and once we accept them into the program, afterwards they say, wow, you know, I didn't realize that there was so much in science or so much in coding and I'm really excited about it now and I think that I will pursue this. And we've had girls who have totally changed what direction they thought their life was going to go. And it's really exciting to witness that.
That is incredible. Jasmine, you've already spoken about MAGIC and your program, but tell us how MAGIC is set up. There's mentoring going on, but how do you practically structure that?
Great question. And so, you know, like I said, we interview girls to get into the program. And actually, so even prior to that, we have relationships that we've built with various schools in the country. And so there's some initially some recruiting that goes on and then having the girls come in to interview. And then we select which girls we feel are going to be the best fit for us and us for them. And then we pair the girls with a mentor and then facilitate their initial meeting and set up some guidelines for what those meetings will be like and how often they are to be held. And we support both the mentor and the mentee in this several month process, checking in with both regularly throughout the program and then culminating with an end of the year event where the girls will present their project. And last year, actually for the last several years, I've been able to attend the end of the year presentation, which was held on the Google campus here in Northern California.
You are located in Northern California. Is MAGIC a program that is specific to that area, or what part of the country do you serve?
We are based here in Northern California, so San Jose specifically, and the first school that we worked with was here in Northern California, but we expanded into other parts of California, so Southern California. We're also in the East Coast and also in Texas, and we just recently have started working with a school actually in Tanzania, which is super exciting.
Oh, that is incredible. And,
yeah,
you know, just to be able to go international, obviously there's a big need out there.
Right.
Well, it does seem that more and more girls are getting into STEM. I've been hearing a lot more about encouraging girls to build with Legos and other building systems. I remember growing up, that seemed like it was more like that's a boy toy, but
it's
so great to get to see girls being encouraged in that direction. You said that you mentor girls, but what are the ages? What is the grade level? What would be that criteria where girls could get involved?
Most of our girls are high school girls, and so anywhere from freshman or ninth grade up through 12th grade. But we do have some that are younger than that, middle school or older elementary school. And part of the limitation is making sure that we have a mentor who's going to be a good match for the girl. And that's, you know, that's obviously we don't have an unlimited number of mentors. And so it's really finding the right match. And then obviously finding also making sure that as a board that we have people involved who can do the regular check-ins and make sure that the process is going smoothly for each of the mentor-mentee pairs.
Mentoring a girl in a STEM field takes time, as you said. Tell us a little more about the mentors, of who the girls will be looking up to if they're part of the program.
Yeah, and you know, we have mentors also all around the U.S. because some of the mentoring happens face-to-face and some of it is remote. And the mentors go through an application process and a background check. We're very careful about who it is that we accept into the program because they will be working with young girls. And the mentors, as I said, are generally in a STEM field themselves. So they could be women with PhDs in engineering. We've also had mentors who may still be pursuing advanced degrees themselves. And it's a wide array of very accomplished women.
Obviously, there's a lot of time and project work that goes on throughout an entire school year. What are some of those subjects that the mentors and their mentees might be touching on?
It is a wide array. You know, a lot of our mentors have a coding background or an engineering background, and so there is definitely probably a larger majority of projects that are around coding. So sometimes the girls may build a website, they may create a game, they may program a robot, but it's not purely those sorts of topics. There have been projects around physics or around crystal formation or soaps, so not just engineering but other sciences as well. And it's really the girl first tries to narrow down sort of what area she wants to focus on, and then her mentor and she work together to try and identify what kind of a project would be the best to pursue.
Coding can be a big part of what is worked on. Just what is coding, Jasmine, and how does that apply to our lives today?
Coding is everywhere. You know, it's basically a language that tells computers what to do. And so it's in all aspects of our lives. You know, there are computers everywhere, iPads and all sorts of devices. And coding is behind a lot of those devices and being able to do or have the functionality that they have.
All right. Well, we're speaking today with Jasmine Jung, board member of an organization called MAGIC. MAGIC standing for More Active Girls in Computing. And she's telling us more about what her group's doing to mentor young women in the United States when it comes to the STEM fields. Jasmine, we may have some listeners who are tuning in right now. They'd like to learn more about your organization. How can they get more details?
So our website would be a great place, and so getmagic.org, where we have a sort of description of how we came to be, you know, a little bit of history. There's information about the board members, and then there's information for both mentors and mentees. And we work with various schools around the country, but we will also accept girls into the program who are not students of those particular schools. So that information is also on the website.
Great. That's getmagic.org. Getmagic.org. Jasmine, we've spoken about how many point to the United States being a global leader in large part because of the work of its scientists, engineers, and innovators. And you're part of an organization that seeks to mentor women with careers in technology. And it's really an amazing program that has expanded not only on the West and East Coast, but even into Tanzania. How many mentees and mentors does your program have, Jasmine?
Well, I was, looking at that in preparation for today. And so we have completed actually 9 years of mentoring with schools, like I said, in the East Coast, the West Coast, and other areas. And last year, we had 35 mentees during the school year and 8 over the summer with mentors all over the world. But if we look at how many we've had since MAGIC came into existence, it's been over 200 girls. And some of those are girls from under-resourced communities, which is even more fantastic, that we're meeting girls who, without this, may not have as much exposure to STEM.
So the mentoring that's provided by MAGIC, is that free to the students?
Yeah, it is. And in fact, all of the women who are involved as mentors and those of us on the board do this on our own time. You know, we for the most part all have day jobs, and these are volunteer hours that we're putting into this program. So it is free for the girls and the women who are involved. It's voluntary on their part as well.
Well, and what an impact this may be making on not only the girls in the United States, but even the world. What's the commitment, though, when it comes to both the mentee and the mentor? You said it's fairly based on the school year.
Yeah, so we generally start to recruit girls in the fall if it's a partner school that we're working with, and do interviews in the first couple of months of school, and then start the individual mentoring relationship late fall, maybe early winter. And then it goes through the school year, with the end of the year presentation being either right after school ends or, maybe in early summer. And sometimes girls ask to continue through the summer, so it may extend longer than the regular school year. We've also had lots of girls who have returned to us the following year and said, I learned so much and enjoyed this program so much. Can I be a part of it again another year? And that does happen.
Some of those who are on your core team mentoring the girls, some of the companies they're from are Google and NASA, Sun Microsystems. There's just a lot of wisdom and experience and knowledge that those who are able to be part of the MAGIC program can benefit as a result of the mentoring. Speak to how the mentoring is done. The program is provided in different parts of the country and even the world. How is that mentoring practically taking place?
Well, it could be either face-to-face or remote. And so for the face-to-face meetings, the mentor and the mentee pair are actually getting together. And it might be once a week or every other week. It might take place at a local library or at a Starbucks, or once the relationship has been established and assuming that it's okay with the family, sometimes the mentors will go to the mentee's home, where the mentoring or the meeting happens. And meetings can, be an hour a week or an hour and a half or 2 hours. It sort of depends on where the mentoring, where they are in the course of developing or working on their project, and whether it's early in the year or later in the year, and what other things are going on. If we have a high schooler, for instance, high school kids are really busy. These girls are typically involved in extracurricular activities. They're taking heavy course load. They may be prepping to take the SAT. So they've got a lot of things going on. The mentor is having a full-time job, has a lot of things going on. And so how much time they may spend on MAGIC per week is in some ways dependent on what else they have going on. It's usually, around an hour a week.
Okay. Certainly it's a commitment, but varies according to each individual and what their interest is. What are some of the topics covered in the meetings? It sounds like, there's a lot of information and knowledge sharing going on, working together on a project throughout the year that culminates in one major presentation. Give us an idea of some of the topics and maybe even projects that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes sometimes it's sometimes hard to figure out what project a girl wants to work on, and so sometimes there are a lot of sessions spent just exploring, you know, thinking about what subjects there are before making a final decision on a particular project. And so outside of the actual meetings, the girls are spending time on magic on their own, either working on something that the mentor has asked that they do, or further exploring if they're still trying to figure out what project they want to do. And the projects that the girls have worked on have been really exciting to watch. You know, as I said, sometimes the girls are designing websites, you know, maybe websites talking about themselves or talking about their learning, and maybe a website that is showcasing a particular program that the girls have been working on. They may be working with robotics and programming a robot to do a certain activity. And there are some projects that are not as much sort of engineering focused, but maybe on a physics concept or a biological concept.
As I got a chance to look online at your website, getmagic.org, and find more information on some of the projects that your mentees have done, I see that some of the girls have even created apps. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's really been fun to watch that develop and then to hear about the apps that they've created. If I remember correctly, there was a girl in our last year who created an app to help people remember when to take their medications. And so they're very, very simple things that you, in theory, but there's a lot of work that goes on sort of behind the scenes. And one of the learnings from the girls who have never been exposed to coding before is that it's so important as to how things are written that, you know, a decimal or a period in the wrong spot just changes the entire meaning of the code.
Now, many kids love to build with Legos or other items. Many love Minecraft and video games. Is that some sort of indication that they would be good at STEM?
It certainly could be, and there are lots of educational games that are around that seem like they're just fun to play, but they are actually teaching, and so kids are learning while they're playing.
Do you have any recommendations, not necessarily certain products, but types of products that would be good for our listening parents to encourage their kids to play, to develop that interest in the STEM fields?
Well, you mentioned Legos, and that's actually, you know, they're a great company, and there are more advanced Lego products that can be purchased. You know, like I was mentioning, the robots, the Lego actually has some robotics some robots where you're actually building the pieces using very familiar looking Lego blocks, but there are other pieces that aren't in the typical set that you might find at Toys R Us or something like that. And then you can actually program the robot to do certain things.
Now, science and math can sometimes, as we are maybe working with our children or the kids are working in the class, they may say, this is boring.
This is boring, yeah.
But it can also obviously be really exciting and fun. Even just the recent solar eclipse, you know, there's so much interest in that. And I can't help but wonder if that might ignite some excitement about STEM.
Yes. Yeah.
What are some ways that we can build that excitement so that they know what great possibilities can come from pursuing STEM?
I would say that with any child, exposure is the best thing to do, and to expose kids to all sorts of things when they're young. You know, the solar eclipse that just happened, it was a great way to have a conversation topic around science and astronomy and, you know, that entire event. You know, I know that where I work, we all went outside at about, you know, right around 10 o'clock to take a look at it and had those special sunglasses to see. And it was a really neat event. Kids are so curious, and they're naturally curious that if they're exposed to something, their natural instinct is to want to learn more about it. So just exposure to things like that.
Awesome. Jasmine, again, you're a board member with an organization called MAGIC, standing for More Active Girls in Computing, based in different areas throughout the United States. You're growing. Do you have any need for more mentors through MAGIC?
Yes. Yes, we would love to have more mentors. And so any of your listeners who might be interested or know somebody who is interested, please visit our website and take a look at, you know, what some of the requirements that we have are and the information about how to apply to be a mentor. As I said, we do go through a detailed background checking process, but we would love to have more mentors in our program to be able to pair with girls who want to be involved.
What do you look for in a mentor, Jasmine?
Well, you know, we want somebody who understands that this is a commitment. You're right that it is a time commitment and also an energy commitment, because these are women who are already in the STEM field and this is on top of their regular work. But it's so important, and once a relationship is built with a mentee, it's crucial that it stay through the duration of the program and to the culmination of that project. And so definitely a commitment and someone who wants to be involved in encouraging our girls into STEM.
All right. MAGIC, More Active Girls in Computing, is a mentoring organization. The mentors are volunteers, and the program is free to the students who are participating in it. Do you have any sort of needs when it comes to fundraisers or support that might benefit the program?
We would love that as well. Because all of the board members and the mentors are doing this on a voluntary basis, it's always nice to have some extra funding for supplies that may be needed for any particular project. Or we do, for the mentors who are mentoring remotely, we do facilitate a face-to-face meeting, you know, once in the year, so that the mentor and the mentee can see each other at least once face-to-face. So funding is needed for that as well. So we would love to have donations to help with those sorts of things.
Jasmine, just a very inspiring program that you have available. There's so many possibilities, so many contributions that could be made by girls pursuing STEM fields and making contributions in those areas that potentially aren't being tapped into and could be in the future. If we have a listener who has a daughter, granddaughter, or perhaps she herself is interested in learning more about MAGIC or in some way contributing or being part of the program, how can they learn more?
The best thing to do would be to, again, visit our website, getmagic.org. There's lots of great information there, and both for mentors and mentees, and just to hear a little bit more about the work we've done in various schools and with various girls in our area. So that would be a great place to go.
Well, thank you so much, Jasmine, for sharing with us. Any parting words you'd like to share with our listeners when it comes to this topic or why they should care about girls getting involved in the STEM fields?
STEM is so exciting. You know, there's so many things that we can do with science, technology, engineering, and math. And really getting into one of these fields means that you're constantly going to be learning and constantly going to be challenged in your career. So we think that it's a great thing to foster in girls. And as we've already talked about, the mentoring just isn't just about the science or the technology and the math and the engineering. It's also about a relationship that is being built. And that personal relationship means a lot, both to the girls and to their mentors. And, you know, we'd like to think that that relationship is something that they're going to remember for a very long time.
Well, speaking with us today on For the Record has been Jasmine Jung, board member of an organization called MAGIC. That stands for More Active Girls in Computing. And you can learn more about being a part of the program, perhaps as a mentor, perhaps supporting it in other ways, or possibly even finding out more about how you can be mentored through the program, going to their website, getmagic.org. That's getmagic.org. Getmagic.org. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Family Radio staff or management. If you have questions about the programming you just heard, feel free to email information@familyradio.org. To learn more about Family Radio's commitment to serving the public, go to familyradio.org and access the Public Information tab, or call our toll-free public information line, 1-800-543-1495. This again is Jenny Burkheiser. Stay tuned for more of your favorite Family Radio programming.